The scripture for today is Proverbs 9, 1 through 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn the seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She also set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town. You that are simple, turn here. To those without sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us.
Thanks be to God.
O holy God, wise one. Can you hear me? Okay. Let's try this again. Will you pray with me? O holy God, wise one, transformer of us all, may the words of my mouth and the meditations on all of our hearts be pleasing in your eyes. May we open ourselves to your call. Amen. Good morning. As Hal said, my name is Laura. I'm one of your members in discernment. And that sounds like a really formal term, and it went through a name change in the process of me being in this process. But what it actually means is that this place and you all have been an abiding source of support for me as I work towards becoming an ordained minister, which is a journey that has been longer and more twisty than expected. I started attending Plymouth in the fall of 2008, and then in 2009, you sent me off to seminary in the Bay Area. And that was not just a ritual sending and support, emotional support that you all have offered, but also a financial support that you offer to all your members in discernment, and that paid for my books every single semester. So thank you. Like Jake, I was able to receive a great gift of being able to come home. This is really not a common thing, as much as we have both made it seem like it's just what happens. For my first ministry position at the Geller Center. And as Hal said, I've also been able to serve our community with the Fort Collins Area Interfaith Council. Life got a lot busier 2 years ago when I had my twins, and so most of the time you all see me behind a great big stroller nowadays. And in March of this year, I finished my position at the Geller Center so that I could spend more time with Micah and Morgan in this magical time of their lives. Okay, that feels like a really long introduction, but in my time here, 4 years of which was away, we have grown so much, and I want you all to know at least a little bit of me as I share a sermon. So when I was looking at our possible text for this week from the lectionary, this passage from Proverbs struck me. It feels so apt for this, the final Sunday of summer vacation. Like all of us, Wisdom has finished her preparations for a feast of education and is out calling for guests in the streets. And as I was reading this week, I kept seeing her walking with one of those old-style brass bells, like a one-room school teacher, ringing it, calling all the children in. It's a lovely benediction as we move into next week. All things are ready. Let's go learn. But I think it has something more to offer us. This metaphor of learning as feasting is really powerful, and not just because I used to also work as a cook in a kitchen. With wisdom, knowledge becomes something grander than simple facts. Facts can be bite-sized. They can be twisted. They can be used as weapons, the way bite-sized pieces of food can be thrown in a food fight. But knowledge is different. Knowledge requires a grand table. Meat, bread, wine, mixed with water and herbs. Knowledge from our teacher, Wisdom, is a transformative meal. So what are we seeking as we enter this new educational season? Are we in search of more facts that confirm our basic held beliefs, that uphold our values and our sense of self-righteousness in the face of a world that we disagree with more and more? Or are we ready to brave this newly built house with seven pillars and eating a meal? Are we willing to make wisdom part of us? You that are simple, turn in here, wisdom calls to us. The Hebrew word peti, the one that we have translated here as simple, has a deeper connotation in the Hebrew. It means open-minded and suggests maybe a little of that youthful, childlike naivete. Are you ready to be as open this school year as you were when you were a child? Are you ready to consume knowledge and let it transform you utterly? Honestly, I pause at this invitation. The times that I can look back and say that I gained wisdom were often pretty painful. They dove right into that too much feeling that can come with a large feast, sitting at that table and having more and more given to me, not feeling ready to take it in. But that's the thing about pursuing or consuming wisdom. It's pursuing transformation. And change always comes with loss, even as it can give you something more. I feel that way about my decision to leave the Geller Center and enter into this wilderness space of being a mom of toddlers all the time. Becoming a mom is transforming me. And often I really can't predict where this transformation is taking me. It's required that, at least for now, I give up some parts of myself that have meant so much to me. And most days I love it, and other days it is way too much, and also this feeling of being utterly lost all rolled together. There's a Sufi parable I heard from a chaplain friend about a stream that had begun in a tall mountain and traveled far across the countryside. But as the land became flat, this stream slowed down and finally stopped at the edge of a desert. And then every time it tried to go into the desert, its waters disappeared. But it felt called to cross that desert. So as it stopped at the edge, looking and watching and thinking, the sand spoke to it. The wind crosses the desert, and the stream can too if it is absorbed by the wind. Now, this was a terrifying thought. The stream had never done anything like it before. And how could it be itself when it was absorbed by something else? Well, you can stay and become a marsh here at the edge of the desert, the sand said. You can head into the desert and disappear, but you cannot be who you once were. You can be carried by the wind. You can take that leap and come down as rain on the other side, because this is the life of water. To be transformed, and you are only afraid because you have forgotten. And the stream searched within and found a sliver of a memory of being part of that wind. And trusting that sliver of memory, it leapt into the wind, who carried it gently and swiftly across the desert. When it crossed the desert and reached a tall mountain, the wind let the water fall as rain. And the remnants of that stream reflected on its journey. Yes, it thought. Now I know my true identity. Maybe that's what God is about when she is calling for those who are willing to be open. Maybe even open to the point of being naive. She's calling for us to be vulnerable, willing to let go of everything we thought we were to find out who we truly are. Because who we truly are is that openness. Willingness to be transformed through wisdom's feast. After all, isn't that what we most hope for when we seek out education? When we think about our children going off to school? Granted, it's also maybe what we most fear. So, my friends, how do we help each other enter this house? How do we walk through those doors together? Are there places where we are not as open-minded as we like to think we are? And how do we get those parts of ourselves to open, both personally and as a community, as a congregation? I really wish I had more answers. I wish there was a better syllabus to follow. But I pray that as we enter this new season, that we keep showing up for each other and together. That we keep listening for the call of wisdom. And that we choose openness. That we choose to leap. Amen.